This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with US President Donald Trump over phone and announced that Made in India products will now have a reduced tariff of 18%. In a social media post, Mr. Modi stated that when two large economies and the world's largest democracies work together, it benefits people and unlocks immense opportunities for mutually beneficial cooperation. He extended gratitude to President Trump on behalf of the 1.4 billion people of India for this announcement. Prime Minister Modi added that President Trump's leadership is vital for global peace, stability and prosperity. He said India fully supports his efforts for peace. Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working closely with President Trump to take the bilateral partnership to unprecedented heights. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has welcomed the announcements on bilateral trade following the conversation between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said this will create more jobs, spur growth and promote innovation in both economies. He said it will strengthen Make in India endeavors and encourage trusted technology ties. He expressed confidence that the vast opportunities in India-US economic engagement will be realized. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore emphasized that U.S. President Donald Trump genuinely considers Prime Minister Narendra Modi a great friend. In a social media post, Ambassador Gore said he is thrilled by the news of the trade deal between India and U.S. He added that the relationship between the United States and India has limitless potential. Indian Ambassador to the US Vinay Mohan Kavatra has said that India-US trade deal is a big win for a consequential partnership under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump. In a social media post, Ambassador Kavatra said that the trade deal will create vast new opportunities for the two economies and the people of the two nations. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has termed the India-US trade deal as a win-win deal. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnaw said that citizens and industries of both the countries will greatly benefit from this deal. He said US and India are world's largest democracies and both countries are natural allies. He stated that together, India and US have huge potential to work for peace and development. He further said that US and India have complementary strengths and can co-create technologies and co-develop solutions that will benefit the world. He expressed confidence that trade deal between US and India will lead to brighter future for both the countries. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump as well as the people of India and the United States on the landmark trade agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that the trade deal reflects the power of two like-minded, fair trading democracies working together for shared prosperity. Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has appointed Party National General Secretary Tarun Chugh as the central observer for the election of the legislature party leader in Manipur. The appointment has been done by BJP Parliamentary Board. A leading human rights organization of Pakistan has reported that at least 10 civilians were killed after Pakistani security forces opened fire on a passenger vehicle near Cadet College in Nushki district of Balochistan yesterday. Condemning the attack, Baluch Voice for Justice, BVJ, said such attacks on unarmed civilians are unlawful and constitute a serious violation of fundamental human rights. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Gujarat Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in the crucial eliminator clash at the BCA Stadium in Kottambi, Vadodara today. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. The winner of this match will directly take on the Royal Challengers Bengaluru in the final match on Thursday. In football, the senior Indian women's team registered a 1-0 victory over German side Hertha BSC Frauen in a friendly match at the SNB Sport football complex in Antalya, Turkey yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.